This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every would-be first-time home buyer has probably heard a variation of this. Do anything you can to get into that first house, even if it's not what you were hoping for, and even if the idea of owing a bank hundreds of thousands of dollars wakes you up in a cold sweat every night for a month. Stay put for 5 years, then start climbing the trade-up ladder to bigger and better, building equity along the way until you wind up where you really want to be. That has been the housing story in this country for decades, but it kind of needs a rewrite. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what happens when your starter home becomes a non-starter.
When Jen and Travis Boland started shopping for their first house in Denver, they quickly realized they'd have to downsize their wish list.
3 bedrooms on the same floor.
Sorry, no.
A garage.
Uh-uh.
Our own bathroom.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. The master suite.
It's not a suite without a bathroom. That was almost 4 years ago, in 2015. Young professionals like the Bolands were flocking to Denver, and the housing market was blowing up. But Jen was pregnant, so they settled for a 2-bedroom bungalow in the suburbs for $342,000, figuring they could trade up in 4 or 5 years.
Come here. Woo.
That time is almost up. That's now, their second baby is taking her first steps.
Come here.
Are you clapping?
And it's getting crowded in the bungalow. Jen works from home in the basement as a software trainer. Kai, the 3-year-old, has his own room for now. And that would-be master suite is an obstacle course of Jen and Travis's bed, the baby's crib, and a spacious bed on the floor for Zorro, the family dog.
It's a little tight when everyone is sleeping.
Obviously, the Bolands would like a bigger house. And their house has gone up in value by more than $100,000. But so has everything else. They'd be looking at least $600,000 for a small upgrade.
I feel like Denver has exploded and now we're kind of stuck.
Plus, they'd have to trade their 3.9% mortgage rate for something closer to 5%. That's known as the interest rate lock-in effect. And Win Doe, with his 3.75% mortgage, knows all about it. When he bought a 3-bedroom townhouse in Vienna, Virginia,
we thought maybe 5 to 7 years we would stay here and then move on to something else.
That was 11 years and 2 kids ago. Doe would like an extra room for an office. His wife would like a bathroom where she doesn't have to compete for the sink. But
prices for those kind of homes are probably between $700,000 all the way to $1 million. Basically double the current price of our home.
I know you may be thinking, cue the tiny violins. At least these families are homeowners when so many others are priced out. But Sam Cater, chief economist at mortgage finance company Freddie Mac, says their problems are everybody's problem.
You get this sort of domino effect that begins at the top with older baby boomers staying in their home longer.
That makes it harder for Gen X to trade up from their starter homes.
Which means that it's harder for millennials to take that first step on the bottom of the housing ladder.
And that whole 5-year rule, Cater says the average time people stay in their homes now is 8 or 9 years. This isn't just data to him.
I can tell you, personally, I'm stuck in my first home.
You know who's not stuck? The remodeling industry. Because if you can't buy the house you love, you plunk down $15,000 to try to love the one you're in.
We've recently put in new floors, and we had brand new bathrooms put in, some new shelves.
That's Randy Ontiveros. He and his wife bought their townhouse in Greenbelt, Maryland in 2007, just in time for the housing market to crash. Their plans to move up would have to wait until the market recovered. In the meantime, they helped their aging parents downsize their homes so they could move closer to their kids.
It was difficult for them. It was difficult for us making decisions about what kinds of things they wanted to keep and not.
Suddenly, the status of owning a bigger house with even more stuff wasn't so appealing.
At one time, owning a single family house detached seemed like success to us, and it just didn't anymore. So what we thought was our starter home is actually now our home for as long as we can see it.
And they're happy with that. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.